Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Flavor in the House with your host, Lady Flavor. This afternoon, I'm going to bring you a variety of talents from all walks of life to talent levels and across the globe. So sit back, relax, and take in their flavor.
Black folks talk about a revolution. When it comes, what you will need to do, the courage it is going to take, and how it is going to be. But I want to miss the revolution, for I have not placed my trust in men of any race, however noble, black or white, for all man-made governments have balance, whatever the time. For time has shown, God's word makes it known, that to earthly man, his way does not belong. It does not belong to man who is walking, even to direct his steps. So I want to miss the revolution. Malicious defeats, vicious attacks, men mutilating one another, fighting for rights, God-given rights, agitated, aggravated, and annihilated. Yes, killing and being killed. Allowing hate to penetrate their souls. No, I want to miss the revolution. Because even after the revolution, those that do not know and defy God, those that have contempt of others, those that have no love in their hearts, will still exist. Insatiable beings, blinded by tradition, drenched in biases, those that thrive on aggression will not disappear. Neither will those that are masterful at manipulating the honest-hearted and the humble. They will just create new platforms of discontent. Mankind must love. Mankind must change. Especially those ignorant of the essence of brotherly love. The revolution will do nothing to better man's heart, to teach humility, to increase love, and eliminate greed. So, I want to miss the revolution and trust in my God's solution, cause my God promises a peaceful time here on earth, a time when no resident will say I am sick, a time when death will be no more, neither will mourning nor outcry nor pain be anymore. A time when men will learn war no more. So I want to miss the revolution. Because it will not be a revolution that creates the evolution of one's heart, removing all bitterness, evoking one's mind to peace and sensibility as it enhances loving behavior. So I want to miss the revolution. As I continue praying that the evil ways of the world will pass while teaching about Jah's kingdom, a government that will forever last. Matters not how you label me or judge me, for your labels and judgments will not change my style, neither will it dampen my heart or my smile. So don't look for me when the revolution comes, if the revolution comes, whether it comes by political propaganda, the rich man's deceit, or discontented folks just fighting in the streets, I will not need to know. I will have no need to go, because I am going to miss the inevolution of any man-made. One race, the human race.
Thank you. Walking my shoes, facing the odds with nothing to lose. comes to rhyme. Never asked for nothing, started a company running mine, and brought these chickens out their clothes quicker than summertime. I never sweat for your respect, I knew it come with time. First you gotta have the city choose to go against you, to prove yourself you stand alone and you don't need them with you, to relocate to sunny skies and you'll find they miss you. Look up underdog in the dictionary, you'll find my picture. The audacity of those that rap shorty, that never lifted a muscle to hustle with help shorty. I guess if you can't beat them, then join them, fit that story. I won't name them, I really can't blame them, they joined the corn. No crying over spilled milk, shaking my old homies, cause I won't quit till I ride for those that spoke for me. Broke lonely, got no time for your jokes on me. It's when they thought I was done, then I awoke, homie. Though they wanna see me down, I'm still around, the prince of the town, sipping my crown. Never, I go hard, take a walk in my shoes, facing the odds with nothing to lose. I never, you see it only gets colder for your soldiers when tragedy molds you, brush your shoulders. Motivation, giving sedatives to thieves. At ease, little homie, I give you more than you need. No need for planting seeds, cause I'm way out of your league. I mean, let me upgrade you. Look what I gave you. I'm starting to emulate weight, I cannot blame you. I hold the square with money's thrown in the air, so be patient, in due time these rhymes will take you there. So yeah, I let them talk cause their conversation is entertaining. Raising their voice, let me pinpoint just where I'm aiming. Cranium mind state, why hate my plate? 50 feet or less means that you invade my space. Time waits for no man, while you bust his whole hand. Trying to sing a hymn, I'm readjusting my brain. Lacing my boots for this war, I gotta win. Just another day in the life of your boy, see how to slim. I never, 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 though they wanna see me down, I'm still around, the prince of the town, sipping my crown. Never, I go hard, take a walk in my shoes, facing the odds with nothing to lose. I never, you see it only gets colder for your soldiers when tragedy molds you, brush your shoulders, and never let them see your pain. And after the weak perish, my name will still remain.
Breaking all the rules, only will do it my way. Throwing up your set and where you from. cause we ain't really never give a shit about no one.
Lynch Records, R&C Production presents with their debut single,
About No One.
Three young artists that have everything it takes to become number one. Don't miss out, go to LynchRecords.com.
Boy, call me Mr. Take your lady in the back. Introduce her to my ego, is baby, it's so fat.
Real.
Mommy, I can tell by the way that you sweat me. You really feeling me, I'm getting you ready.
So the one, and then come the two, to the three, and four. Now see Baba Lemon swallowing me on the floor.
Don't miss out, go to LynchRecords.com. That's LynchRecords.com. Yo, get it.
Let's get in, baby.
LynchRecords.com.
LynchRecords.com.
What is cold assigned to the cold described? What the science is from the older guys? My mind's defining this, ideas designing it. Freedom, my thoughts correspond to split. I'm rugged like dungarees and run with thieves with rung of G's, with visions of men hung in trees. Control scenes, only a few new, even less seen. Finesse schemes, turn dreams to cream. Slow to blow the cash out, known to go the fast route. A punk step up, I'ma knock his ass out. Knowledge with the mass black lid on a fast track. Knowledge God, I'm a class act, I'm too strong and too black. I'ma move even if you slack. I pursue that, daddy do that. Society status shoots up, but these poop us get pooped up. I gotta recoup, what? Traders, misled by missionaries. So in the wilderness, our position varies. Rivals, we wrote our dictionaries, books, and Bibles. Took our cultures and gave us religion for fighting. First the cage, man, had to break a brave man before he could make a slave, man. Imagine the anguish in his soul when the language is stole. Lives are sold, minds are sold. Guys can whip, transport, and change in ships. Families ripped apart, no close relation. Minimum food, no education. Minimum clothing, minimum shelter. Black girls being raped daily, no one can help her. Feeling demoralized, the stomach rise. The results of half rich news pushed through black eyes. This could be our demise, but we rise.
On your cross, I burn you. You couldn't destroy me, I'm eternal. I blow up brains like burnt veins. The energy is drained if you can't rise above the plane of six. Your wig got peeled back when the steel clap, which opens the seven seal, but you conceal that. And avidly, you get mad at me, cause gradually, I got the cure for my people savagely. Dominant brain cells prevails with more pulls than gravity. Meaning, every land I go to, I'm cleaning. Leaving sheets of clothing for the meek and frozen. Brainstorming only leads to reforming. Knowledge is born in. I get deeper than the earth's core. Possibilities for change I'm exploring daily. I'm growing cause I'm knowing where I'm going. Staying positive because I'm reaping what I'm sowing.
Damn. She wore dark sunglasses during the winter, attempting to disguise the purple bruises that painted the corner of her eye, attempting to hide physical injuries that no makeup could mask. Curiosity caused me to question her and ask, beautiful woman, why are your eyes black and blue? Who did this to you? And don't try to defend your boyfriend as that coward attacked and hit you. She cried as she told me how he hit her the previous night, choked her by a windpipe. Then afterwards, he claimed the physical assault wasn't his fault because she provoked the fight. I stared at her purple bruises, blood-stained lips, and watched her shoulders sag. And I told her no woman ever deserves to be hit like a punching bag. And you can no longer allow that man to intimidate you and scream, pistol whip your self-esteem. He wants to manipulate you and make it seem as if he loves you. That's part of his psychological scheme. He's a monster who mentally manipulates you to keep you under his control. But you can no longer allow this emotional vampire to suck the joy from out of your soul. And you need to heed the warning signs. Look at how his abuse is taking an emotional toll. And quit rushing to his defense. It doesn't make sense. Quit allowing him to mistreat you and beat you during all these violent incidents. Because, beautiful woman, your life is at risk. Love doesn't leave you with busted lips or hit you with clenched fists. And love, true love ain't supposed to hurt you like this. Listen, this is a domestic violence alert. He likes to hit you until it hurts. And even worse, he's on the street doing his own dirt, chasing after other skirts. With other women, he flirts. And then when you question his indiscretions, he reacts with violent outbursts. And you deserve better than all the neglect and disrespect he's shown. You can do bad on your own, and you're better off being alone rather than living in a broken home with a busted lip suffering from broken bones. Please listen to the words in this spoken word poem. He blames his violent temper on his bad childhood and the fact he's from the hood. But the truth is, he's no good. And baby girl, you must learn that you can't carve rotten wood. You got to leave before it's too late. The abuse is only gonna escalate, and the deep internal scars will take longer to heal than the physical bruises you attempt to conceal. Because beautiful woman, your life is at risk. Love doesn't leave you with busted lips or hit you with clenched fists. And love, true love would never hurt you like this. Your love struck. And aren't you tired of all the conflict, misery, and strife? Domestic violence is not supposed to be a way of life. See, violence is a learned behavior, and you must learn and accept the fact that you cannot be that man's savior. He needs to break the brutal cycle and get some psychological help. And you've got to learn to love yourself first. This time you're being treated by a nurse, the next time could be even worse. You could end up dead in a hearse. When a man loves you, he's not supposed to make your life a living hell. Aren't you tired of putting ice on your bruises when they swell? Aren't you tired of living your life walking on emotional eggshells? He claims to love you, yet he places his hands around your neck, choking you a breath. Well, please don't allow him to love you to death. You can't stay with him anymore because you don't know when he will attack. And I've got to step in as your friend and convince you not to go back. Because, beautiful woman, your life is at risk. Love doesn't leave you with busted lips or hit you with clenched fists. And true love would never hurt you like this. Stop being love-struck. Get help. Call a domestic violence hotline. Get a restraining order. Turn to your family. Walk away.
Breath that lives in me. Your essence lingers in the air surrounding me, protecting me. Though I can't see it, I know you're there. Inhibitions fade as fluid melodies embrace, flow through me like a river through my veins. Heavenly realm of reality where I can be me, me, where I can be me.
As the debate rages in Washington over Iraq, there's no let up to the violence there. At least 13 people were killed today when a car bomb exploded at a busy market outside Baghdad. More than 7 people died yesterday in the suicide bombing. CBS News correspondent Laura Schneider has spent the last 2 years covering the Iraq war.
I know a lot of y'all was worried about my well-being while I was gone. You listening to a real live in the vibe, don't make it home. Iraqi freedom,
or was the limb gonna be missing?
2004, 2005,
still but I was blessed.
Boots on the ground,
told you I was coming
through. The definition of a soldier,
the untouchable.
Here's terror and pain.
I've been around for a minute now, clocking over time, writing while y'all sitting down. Street poetry, the rhymes of a bitter child, transformed into a violent permitted pal. Time in the critic's mouth, trying to present a smile, but my days aren't designed for a grin and bow. Pull the sweat with an eye when the Linux house. Will a fortune die in a spin of vow? High in the hidden cloud, lie in the winter round, while the whole world's blind to the villains found. CNN got you fired for tinted ground, but my mind can't rewind to the tinted crown. How can I finish proud? Crying don't feel allowed. With no emotions, I ride through the killing towns, with my eyes open wide from the ceiling down. But my heart's intertwined with no feeling now. No feeling
as
now.
The war
I'm
continues
a soldier,
on the ground, the war of words in Washington over Iraq's policy continues to rage on. CBS News correspondent Talia Shuren is live at the White House with more on this part of the story. Good morning, Talia.
They did a number on me this time, I'm out of the door. Took my life away and left my tears beside of the shore. 365 days awaiting no more. Threw me in solitary for 2004. On the front line, patiently waiting to catch contact, just to react when no mistakes are sent balls back. First explain to me the reason for bleeding. Is it for the president or all the citizens breathing? I ain't figured it out yet since I flew over England. Okay. Now my right index finger won't stop tingling. Look, they check for me to strike like a cobra, no retreat. Ignore pain till it's over, stroke with heat. In my Kevlar vest, accept a sight picture for definite concepts. Calling the medevac, we got a KIA. I guess he wasn't equipped to come play our
today's
way.
Terror
I'm a
in
soldier.
Was delivered
up,
it's only white
night.
Man.
I'm a soldier. Right now, go home tonight. I'm a soldier.
The American journalist.
This is on the night.
Later, there was a
I'm a soldier. My life is on the line. I'm a soldier. I'm scared, but I ain't crying. I'm a soldier.
I'm
12 months later, still in the flesh. Now I'm dealing with stress. What comes next when I'm confused? I sweat. Interviewed by death, but I refuse to wept. I stayed alert for 12 hours so the truth can rest. Some days I'm too depressed. Platoon starting pushing me to do my best. When I'm 7'6", you can go through my vest. Crack my Kevlar plates and go through my chest. But this dude was blessed. I told my mama, don't cry, I'ma make it home. I got too much to lose for them to make my stone. I got visions of putting you inside faking homes. Brand new, overlooking the lake in Rome. Plus, I got a boy to make to a man. I ain't changing the plan. Even if the government and Bush can't understand, I did it for Sam. Send me on the plane of the state. I'm done fighting the war with your daddy. I'm a soldier.
General Casey, the top U.S. commander in Iraq, has submitted a plan to withdraw order of American combat force, bringing the overall number of troops in Iraq to below 100,000 by the end of next year.
I'm a soldier.
Casey has urged the Pentagon to keep the plan secret in order not to create fears among Iraqis that the U.S. is about to pull the plug on its commitment to Iraq. Pentagon officials agree.
I'm a soldier. Load up, it's on tonight. I'm a soldier. Might not go home tonight. I'm a soldier. We gon' disown they rights, cause it's on tonight. True story from a soldier. I'm a soldier. My life is on the line. I'm a soldier. I'm scared, but I ain't crying. I'm a soldier. Car bombs and bullets flying, but I'm still alive. True story from a soldier.
Saw CB lying there with three children.
Yeah.
Mother,
true story.
And his wife were there.
And my heart goes out to all the lost soldiers,
all
the families that lost a loved one.
Like
my heart's with you.
I saw a young
it's really
soldier
not a
who
game,
lost
man.
Two
legs and
you
an
know,
arm.
These thugs, they claim to be soldiers, but I want to see how they react when they're on that plane.
And I was praising him, saying how proud we were of him and how much we appreciate his service to the country. Anything I can do for you? His mother said, get him a Purple Heart.
Get him a Purple Heart.
Get him a Purple Heart.
You're moving slow.
I watched her eyes penetrating, as I imagined she thought, as I was hoping, sending a clear, soft message. Welcome to my body, come near my soul. I feel her warm exhale into my inhale. I take it in deep. It dizzies my balance. I gather myself to lift her into my firm embrace. I carry her to her horizontal entanglement of motions and emotions. My lips drool over her beautiful, firm body. I connect to her skin, onto my taste buds. Her radiant heat drawing scent and warm wetness draws me to a near but shallow crevice that opens to a deep, narrow, lush valley. Nectar of the sweetest sweetness. There I find a place that brings you to many different feelings. As human as an animal, it throws my body into a pulsating dance. Your groans and sighs are the songs that drive my rhythm. You speak words of naughtiness. More fuel to the fire. Want me to enter and fulfill our needs. We dance, the dance, like in the million years before us, that a man and a woman have always danced. But in this time and space that we share, I hear you, I see you, I feel you saying and sending a clear but soft directive. Touch me. Your eyes beg me to. Touch you, and touch you there, and yes, even there. I watch your eyes penetrating into me as I penetrate into your heavenly universe. I hear you, I see you, I feel you saying, "Welcome to my body, and come near my soul."
You have been listening to Flavor in the House with your host, Lady Flavor. I call this session Gumbo Pot because it's just a little bit of this and a little bit of that, from Italy to Quebec, Canada, to South Carolina, back here to the Pacific Northwest, where it is my hometown. And I want to thank everybody who tuned in live, listening to the show today, to those that come back and listen to the show in the archives, and, you know, tell a friend. When I do the Flavor in the House shows, I'm just going to play music. Sometimes it's going to be a certain genre, and sometimes it's going to be my gumbo pot. And this is just for your listening pleasure. You don't have to sit and listen to Lady Flavor go on and on about certain things and this and that. So this is just 1 hour, you know, for you to just sit back, relax, and take in the flavor of a variety of artists. And with that said, The show is almost over. I'll play probably just one more track, and I ask you to stay tuned. Tonight we're going to be doing another Flossom and Tossom at 7 p.m. with Money Mike and myself. And then tune in on Sunday when we do another session of The Mosaic Show with Blaven L.A. So thank you again for tuning in today, and have a great afternoon.